بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is part of the speech delivered on January 23, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the eulogists of the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi on the occasion of the anniversary of the birth of Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha.
What stands up to Shaitan's camp? The camp of struggle and jihad on the way of Allah. Well, you are the hay'ats. You should ask your own hay'at where it stands in this jihad. This is the point I wanted to make. The second point is that we should ask ourselves where we stand in the battle that exists, in the relentless battle between Islam and disbelief, between truth and falsehood, and between deceitful and truthful narratives. We must determine this for ourselves and be sure, where do we stand? Of course, what is meant is the clarification and promotion of the ideals and main principles of the revolution. These are the areas where mostly we must determine where we stand. But minor political and social issues are also involved in this battle, and we should pursue these as well. Another point about the hay'ats concerns the speakers, the elegists, and the audience.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Two important solid pillars of hay'ats are the speakers and the elegists. I have points to discuss about the speakers that should be discussed with the right people on another occasion. I wish to raise two or three points about elegies, which are related to you, dear ones. One is that, as I said, reading elegies is a unique art. In other words, there is no art like it in other places. In other countries and places, they use the art of supplication, accompanied by mourning and weeping, but that is different from reading elegies. Elegies are of a different nature, and as I said, the relationship between the audience and the artist is a special relationship. It purifies and enlightens the hearts of the audience. The tears that your audience shed come from the heart. When hearts were being molded on that day, dewdrops of love were added to them. When the hearts were mixed with those dewdrops, they became like salted kebab. These tears originate from the heart and they purify it. In addition, elegies take the audience into the depths of history and do not let people linger in the present time. The elegists take people into the depths of history and show them historic truths. They also teach people lessons in religion, morals, and politics. An elegist does all these things. So elegies involve religious, moral, and political teachings.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.